Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding three lines from the bottom of the Amid where it says, Omar Mar Mitamanya Bey Ad Soif Mayab. Because the Gemara in another moment is going to refer back to yesterday's Gemara, we should just take a quick look and review yesterday's Gemara. We'll skip a little bit and then continue on Omar Mar. So why don't we look at the final line of the narrow lines, where it begins on Yud Zayin Amud Beis Tana Rabban. Ilan Yomaydele Desano Bahayin Umiktsasin Delele Misboy Bahayin. We are now reading from the Megillas Tanis, where it says that the following days you're not allowed to fast because they're considered to be minor Yom Tovim. Umiktsasin, and some of them are major minor Yom Tovim, that not only are you not allowed to fast, but you're also not allowed to be maspid to hold the hesped. Which ones are those? So the Gemara initially only lists two of them. We're starting from the beginning of the year, from Rish Chodesh Nisan, and we say Marish Yarchad and Nisan ad Tamanya Bay, the first 8 days of Nisan, from Rish Chodesh until the 8th day, Itoikim Tamida to Leila Misbin behind. What happened on those days? During those 8 days, they were very, very, very vociferous, very, very difficult confrontations and negotiations between Chazal and between the Tzedokim, and ultimately we were victorious. What was the Shaila Gabi, the Talmud that's brought every single day, whether it can be brought by a personal pledge or personal donation, or that has to be brought Dafke from the Tzibur's monies. And ultimately, the agreement was that it has to take in from the Karm Tzibur. It cannot be a Karm Yoch and not a Yoch. Okay, so for those 8 days, Yom Tov. Now continuing, Mitamani Beyad, Seif Mayad. Again from the 8th day, so there's a bit of an overlap. The 8th day was not only the final day of the original Yom Tov that we just spoke about, but it continues to be the first day of the next Yom Tov, and that's Tamani Ad Seif Mayad until the end of Pesach. So we're talking about approximately 2 weeks, around 14 days or so. Bitamanya ad soif miyada itoisiv chagadishwaya. Another great yontif because Chazal were able to be victorious against the Tzedokim, who, as you know, always insisted that Shavuos has to begin on Matzah Shabbos, and they shtelled the vector halacha. No, it's not going to be Matzah Shabbos. Whenever you have the Ktsiras Oimer, it can be any day of the week, whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. Whenever that was that night, 7 weeks later, there's going to be Shavuos.
Shtalavek in Yish
means that the Vekishtot that they established.
Thank you.
So the Chag of Shavuos was officially cemented in place. That has nothing to do with Matzah Shabbos. It has to do with Matzah Yom Tov. To learn the mitzvah behind, and therefore that those 14 days or so, not only can you not fast, but you also cannot have a hesped, a eulogy. Fine. So now, the Gemara said, Omamar. Again, we repeat, Mereish Yachad Nisan, Ad Taman Yibay, Yitrikim Tamid, look, this was 8 days because of the Indian of the Tamid. Freik Vemara, Lamali Mereish Yarcha. Why do we start the 8 day minor Yomtev period from Rish Chodesh? After all, Rish Chodesh is Rish Chodesh is a Yomtev on its own. And if a Ling Mitraibin Nisan, Rish Chodesh Gufa Yomtev Uviyasr. Even if there was no discussion about the Karm Tumid, about anything else. Rish Chodesh is Rish Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to have a hesped. So why do we include that as part of the 8 days? So Amarav, the reason is because we want to ask the day before. What means the day before? Erev Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is usually Choftes Adar. Choftes Adar, we want to ask that day as well from fasting. And therefore, that's why we say that the Yom Tov begins on Rish Chodesh, as opposed to beginning on the second day of Chodesh Nisan. Are you going to go and tell me, Shalafan, I'm not typically down the Yom Shalafnei Rish Chodesh? It's the day before Rish Chodesh. For that reason alone, it should be awesome. Say, well, no, Rish Chodesh, I see. The Raisli Boye Chizik. Fine. So now skip to Omamai. We have concluded that the reason why we started from 1 to 8 as opposed to 2 to 8 is because we want to aser the day before Chof Tez Adar. Olamah, three lines from the bottom. Mitamani Be'ad Soif Me'ada. We're now into that second yonder from the 8th day. Etoisev Chagadish Vuhaya, that it was firmly established, Avekishtelt, established that what? That the Chagadish Vuhaz doesn't begin on Matzah Shabbos, but it begins on 7 weeks after Matzah Yotif. To learn the misbid, and not only can you not fast, you're also not allowed to have a eulogy, eulogizing by a funeral or whatever. Freitimar lomali at soif moyed. We're saying it's from 8 until the end of Yom Tov. What if until the end of Yom Tov? Leim ad hamoyed umoy kuv Yom Tovu. V'yasa, let it say from day 8 until Erev Yom Tov, until Yud Dal Nisan. Because after all, once you start Yom Tov, the rest of Yom Tov is going to be Osir, because it's not a minor Yom Tov. It's a major holiday. It's Pesach. Amar Papagid Amar Rav. Just like Rav said a moment ago, by the earlier question of 1 through 8, that the reason why we start off with 1 through 8 as opposed to 2 through 8 is because we want to be kola, we also want to aser betanis the day before, meaning chof tes ador. Hachanami, the same thing applies here too. It wants to tell you even the day after Yom Tov. Because if we would say that this Shavuos Yom Tov, which begins 8, and which the Gemara said ends at the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach, if we were going to say, no, you don't have to say the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's anyway a Yom Tov. So let's go from 8 until Erev Yom Tov, then what would happen is that Isru Chag of Pesach, we would be able to fast. Because Divrei Torah ain't Tzrichim Chizuk. Therefore, the reason why we say it goes from 8 until the end of Yom Tov is to add one more day in Tanis, which is a Yom Sheli Achav. Sounds good. So, the more of a Chorei command, this only applies if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Ben Lefan Ben Liachav Asur. If you go back to our Mishnah for a short moment, the Mishnah was back on Tes Vav Amid Beis. You go to the fourth wide line, Tes Vav Amid Beis, fourth wide line. Kol HaKozim Yigalas Tainis Alele Mispid Lefonav Osli Achrav Mutor. The Tanakhama says that if it's Lele Mispid, that's one of the heavy-duty minor Yom Tovim, then only Lefonav is Osli Achrav Mutor. Rabbi Yossi, I am Lefonav Li Achrav Osur. Rabbi Yossi said, not only Lefonav, but even Li Achrav is Osur. Not according to the Tanakhama. The Gemara doesn't, or the Mishnah doesn't identify the Tanakhama, but the Gemara will identify shortly as being Remeir. So Remeir says the Achrav is Mutter. No problem. Rabbi Yossi says the Achrav is Osur. Now, if it's only the Lidus Anobai, which is therefore a lighter form of these minor Yom Tovim, then the Tanakhama is Lefonav Li Achrav is Mutter. It's always Mutter the Achrav, but even Lefonav is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says Lefonav Osur the Achrav Mutter. Now, since our brisa keeps on saying to learn the Mispid Hard, the Mispid Hard, so then it's from the first category. And the first category, the only one that holds the Achrav Osur is Rabbi Yossi. Of course, the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Meir, says the Achrav is Mutter. It's Rabbi Yossi that says the Achrav is Osur, right? So getting back to our Gemara, Iskiman, who are we now interpreting this price in accordance with that we're saying that the Yom Tov goes from 8 until the end of Yom Tov, as opposed to Erev Yom Tov, because we want to add on one more daily Achrav. The only one that holds that way is Rabbi Yossi. Yom Bein Lefon, the Achrav is Osur. So Freit Dimara, Ihochi, if that's the case, going back again on the 29th of Adar, Ihochi B'Esrim Tisha Nami. When we said earlier, my iriyah da havi yoyim de mekami yoyim de mitaykin tamida, haven't we start off thinking about it? That the Braisa said that the first Yom Tov Nisan of these Yomim Toivim, which are enumerated in the Megillas Tanis, is from 1 through 8. And we said, start from 2. Why do you have to start from 1? Oh, because we want to have the benefit of day 29 of Adar. That's the day before, and otherwise I wouldn't know that it's Osir. So that's why we have to start from Rosh Chodesh. So, Freit Dimara, no. Once we're saying that this price goes in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, typically, Dabli Yoima Debasa Esenitamanya Bey. I have another great reason why day 29 is Osir Lihis Anois to have a fast. Not only because it's the day before Rish Chodesh, but it's also after the prior Yom Tov, which was on day 28 of Adar. And you're saying to yourself, which Yom Tov is that? The Sanya we learned in the Braisa. And we had this Gemara now for the next 10 lines, word for word, not too long ago in Rosh Hashanah, as I'm sure you will all recall. The Sanya says in the Braisa, V'yasvitamanyi be on the 28th day of Adar. There was also a Yom Tov. What was the Yom Tov? Because Osis Besurah Tavta, a Besurah Toiva came. lihudoi for the Jews, the lady idun minoraisa, that they no longer have to separate themselves from learning Torah. What was the problem? Shepamachas, unfortunately, nigzer gzeira al Yisrael, the local government had issued a terrible decree against Klal Yisrael, shloyaski b'Torah, that they shouldn't learn. And they shouldn't go and mala their children. They should mechalish Shabbos. Rachman litzlan. Three of the basic ikorim of Jewish life. You can't learn, you can't do bris milah, and you can't even mechalish Shabbos. So ma osa Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaverim. What did Yehuda ben Shemua and his chaverim do? Yehuda ben Shemua, the Gemara told us in Rosh Hashanah, was a Talmud of Rameir. What did they do? Holcha v'natlu eitzin matronisesh achas. It was one very choshiva lady among the high society in Rome, and in fact in English you have the similar word of matron, choshiva matron, and they came to ask her a shalat. Why she called the building the Rome Matsuya Esla. She knew all of the greats of politicians, the greats of machers. They came to her, she knew them, and therefore they figured she would have the solution, the remedy to this problem. Them, so they asked her, well, what do we do? And she said to them, undo or imdu v'thkinu b'layla, go and make a hafkanah. As you know, in Eretz Yisrael, hafkanah is a protest, is a demonstration. From Rashi, it's mashu that we don't need so much the protest that we hear about today. They make big signs, and you have speeches, and mashrai, to ramach, koilis. Rashi says, more, it sounds like that they were more like davening. If you go three or four lines higher than Rashi, v'thkinu tzuaku, scream out! So, we'll see in Metshem a little bit more in the next Rashi, but the point is, that's what they did. And Omru, what did they say in their Havgana? What was their shrying, their screaming out? Omru, Ishamayim loy achim anachnu, loy b'nei av echad anachnu, loy b'nei eim achas anachnu. Now, on the surface, it sounds like one long sentence. They said, "Oy Shemayim, Ey Shemayim," meaning, "Oy, Rachmanu Litzlan, oh my God, heavens, aren't we brothers? Aren't we sons of the same father?" In other words, Rome represents Edom and Esav. So, Yaakov and Esav, weren't they brothers? Weren't they both the sons of Yitzchak? Aren't they both the sons of Rivka? Why are we different than anybody else? That's what it sounds like. Rashi, however, seems to go and split it up. And if you look at the next Rashi, Ishamayim Grasinan, Aha Hashem, that they were crying out to Hashem, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitziakim, Al Uysam Shigozru Aleim Gzeiros Kashas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they were screaming out to Hashem, Yisbarach, about all of those that would go, in other words, the enemy government, the local government, that never made these various cautions. Now, the first statement that was made was to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzi'akim Al Oysam, she goes to them, they were complaining to Hashem, screaming to Hashem, Hashem, Anu Hashem, Oishina, Anu Hashem, Atzlichra, help us out from these terrible, terrible bandits that have made these terrible decrees. And now they are addressing the Roimim and is saying to the government officials, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Hashem, aren't we brothers? So the way Rashi seems to be learning is that the Eish Shemayim is with a big exclamation point, and we say, Hashem Yisparach, help us! And then we continue on, and now we speak to the Romans, we say, Romans, Le'achem Anachem. So therefore, it's a double tzaka and shava. It's a double screaming and yelling. One of them is in the form of a bakasha to Hashem, and the second one is a bakasha to the local government. Go and be mavat to the gzeira. And guess what happens? Baruch Hashem, this eitzah of the matronisa worked beautifully. And Ubatlam and the government relented, and they were mavat to the gzeira. And as a result, Oysa Yom, the day Chof Ches Adar, Asu Yom Devai Gansi Yom Tev. Now, if that's the case, if this braisa and the Megillas Tanis is going in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. No, so Rabbi Yossi just finished saying that not only Lefanov, namely Achra Vizos. And therefore, that being the case, this Yontif of 28th of Adar was a Yontif, and now the day after that is the Yom Shel Achra, and therefore it should be Asr B'Tamuz. So why did we have to start saying at the beginning of the Megillah Stats that it goes from day 1 to day 8? Say it goes from 2 to 8. Ah, you said I needed the 1 to 8 to go and tell you the din of Chof Tes Adar, the last day in Adar. That's included already with the Chof Ches Adar, Liachrov. So until now that we didn't know that this price goes according to Rabbi Yossi, so it wouldn't have been a kasha. Yesterday we couldn't ask this kasha, because yesterday we assumed that we go like Reb Meir, the Tanna Kamma, and he holds the Akrav is always mutter. What is this? I'm not behind what's the Nisbet behind. The Akrav is always mutter. But now that we just concluded that the reason why from 8 until the end of Yontif is also Yontif, why didn't we say from 8 until Erev Yontif? We said until the end of Yontif. Because we want to include the Achrav and Isurcha, like Rabbi Yossi. So it's in that I don't need the first day of the 1 through 8. That's the more discussion. Yeah, problem?
We said that Yehuda ben Shimon was a student of Reb Meir.
Right.
Reb Meir and Rabbi Yossi were contemporaries. So there was. So Rabbi Yossi could have said his earlier memra about 1 through 8 before this whole episode of the Matrimisa, when this 28th of Adar was not yet established as a minor holiday.
I mean, 28th was established even before.
No, because Yehuda ben Shimon was a student of Reb Meir. He was younger than Reb Meir, likely.
And therefore,
Rabbi Yossi might have, I'm speculating, Rabbi Yossi would have articulated the 1 through 8 holiday prior to this 28th being established as the decree didn't happen, and therefore there was no 28th of Adar holiday.
Why should you assume that the Chof Ches had not been established yet?
Because Yehuda ben Shimon was a student of Reb Meir.
So?
And Reb Yossi and Reb Meir are...
So?
Okay. You're saying
we're talking about a Megillas Tanis. A Megillas Tanis is a full compilation of all the Yom Tovim that had written until that date, whenever Megillas Tanis was published in the year, I don't know, 2800 BCE, whenever it was. They went and published at Megillas Tanis. So we're now going chronologically from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the very end of Adar. In other words, we're going like from January to December, going Nisan through Adar. So the beginning of Nisan we have 1 through 8. And you were asked, what do you need 1 through 8? Oh, because it's telling you about Adar. Okay, fine, good. Now, fast forward 200 pages, we now got to Chof Ches Adar. It says that's a great Yom Tov. Ah! So now, what's the din about Chof Tes? Well, it depends if you hold back Reb Meir, you hold back Reb Yossi. Well, this price goes good to Reb Yossi. Okay, then Chof Tes is also Lisanes. You said the one who have to say at the very beginning, from 1 through 8, if you're telling me now at the end, that after Chof Ches comes Chof Tes, and therefore, the reason why it's us is out, it's La'achrav. I don't need to come on that it's Lefana before out. So, you don't need two times this din to tell you the Chof Tes. That's the Gemara's kasha. Every Gemara Amar Abai. Oh, it's talking about a situation where you don't have only Chof Tes. You have Chof Tes and Lamed. How do you have Chof Tes and Lamed? Says Rashi. Either it's talking about when it says Chodesh Mu'uber. It could be Shana Mu'uber, and you have two Adars. One which is Chosin and one which is Malay. So Chof Tes is going to be also because it's the day after Chof Ches. But we still have another day which is called Lamed. Lamed will be also it's the day before Aleph.
If there are two Adars, both 28ths of both months.
I would assume, yeah.
Okay.
Both Chof Tes, both Chof Ches, you don't say Tachlin, and you don't fast. And then both Chof Tes will be the same thing. But whichever one is allowed, it will also be the same thing. But not because it's after Chof Ches, but because it's the day before
Rosh Chodesh.
Right. Now, nowadays, of course, we would make Lamed also into Rosh Chodesh. They want to talk about a situation where there was no Rosh Chodesh, there were no 2 days Rosh Chodesh, there's only the second day Rosh Chodesh. So Lamed is going to be Lamed Yoyim L'Adar, and the next day will be Aleph Rosh Chodesh of Chodeshness. That was good so far. Or, says Rashi, it could be talking about without a Shana Mu'uberes. It's talking about a year where they made the Adar into 30 days. A regular, in other words, it wasn't. Most times the Adar before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is 29 days, but Kondach Nefen, when it was 30 days, it was 30 days. So that 30th day, in other words, the Adar is a Chodesh Moli, not a Chodesh Chaser. It's in such a situation where the Chodesh was Mu'uber. He added one more day. So, Alz Chof Tes, we have the Chof Ches that precedes it. Lamed, however, would be mutter lihisanos, except for the fact that it's the day before Rish Chodesh. Good. That was the teretz of Abai. Rav Ashi Amar after the thing of Chodesh Choser. Kosher Acher B'Tanis Oser B'Hesbet Mutter. So Rashi tells us something which is very important that we do not know until now. And that is, although it says in the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah for just a short moment on Tes Vav Amid Beis, the fourth wide line, now it doesn't say, however, what the Isur is. Is the Isur a super duper Isur like the Loyla Mispeg? Or maybe it's only the Loyla Anois, right? The actual Yontif itself we know from 1 through 8. And the case of 8 through the end of Yontif was the Loyla Mispeg. In fact, the Brisa says it very, very clearly. That's the Brisa we just quoted, the Loyla Mispeg, Loyla Mispeg. Fine. But what's the din of the Le'achrav and the Lefanav? Is that also the Loyla Mispeg? In according to each man, the Yomah that holds it, it's Osir. For instance, when we say, according to Rabbi Yossi, by Loyla Mispeg, Lefanav Le'achrav Osir, does that mean that it's Osir to be Maspid? Or it's only Osir to go and be Mesana, to go and fast? Doesn't say anything in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah doesn't address it, just says Osir. So that's what our Gemara tells us now. Ravashi Yomah. Afilu teima, back to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Ravashi Omer, afilu teima lechoydish chosim, that the Chodesh of Adar was only 29 days. And Rish Chodesh was on Lamed, only a one day Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh Nisan. So what happens? So koshali achrav betaynes osir, the hesbin mutter. Even though it's the day after Chav Ches. And we're going to Rabbi Yossi. Then Rabbi Yossi says that since Chav Ches is agresi yomtiv, to lay the misbit behind, not only Chav Ches is osir, but Chavtes is also Asir. But how severe is the Isur on Chavtes? If it was only because of the fact that it's the day after the Chavtes miracle of the Matrinisa, if that were the only reason, the time is Asir, the Hesped Mutter. V'zeh, but this Chavtes, ha'ilu mutl beid shte yom toivim, since it happened to be sandwiched in between two yom toivim, the preceding day was Chavtes. The following day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The preceding day was the miracle with the Matan Nisa. The day after was the Baruch Hashem, the miraculous victory of the Chazal over the Tzedokim and the Inyan of the Gabi, the Din of the Carbon Tavit. So it says the Gemara, since it's Mutal in between these two Yom Tovim, Asuki Yontov Atzvei Pelor Hespen Nami Oser. Oh, so that's the reason why we needed to have this crowned as both the day shala achrav on chavches and the day shala fana before Rish Chodesh, to tell you that it's not just osir betanis, but it's osir even hesved.
Why, if the victory only happened after on Ches Nisan, why isn't only Ches Nisan the holiday?
That's a stomach question. Not to do with.
I'm asking you.
Apparently, this was such a huge, wonderful victory that every single day, all the chief rabbis on the with lowercase R's on the Tzedakim side came together, and all the Chushev and Chazal from our side got together. It was an 8 bloody day mess, not bloody in a physical sense, but spiritually. They really had to go through and jump through hoops and back and forth and a heen and a hair until they're finally victorious. So this is such a big achievement that they said all 8 days should have a status of Yom Tov. Amamar, mitamani beyad tzif mayado, and we go back again to when we started off from Amamar, from the 8th day until the end of Yom Tov, itoysev chag v'shvayah. They finally established once and for all the chag v'shvayah, and since this is such a great Yom Tov, the Mishpat, all 14 days from 8 until the end of Yom Tov, no has faith. Faith more long than the name of Mitamayimbe. Mitishabe. Mitamayimbe also dabble yom de kurikame tamiva. That was the question that we suggested at the beginning of the Gemara today. That day number 8 is an overlap. It's both the final day of the 8th day yomtiv about the Tamid, and it's the first day of the 14th day yomtiv because of Shavuos. So why do we have to have two reasons for 8? You know, one reason is good. Every time I'll tell you why. What happens if Chas V'Shalom some new tzara comes on the tzibur at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan? It's such a big tzara that the Chazal are mevatel that previous Yom Tov, and they say, sorry, it's a historical footnote, we're no longer going to be Noheg Yom Tov on these 7-8 days because of a terrible tzara. Mikla Milza means that some disaster occurred. Our Gemara doesn't give us an example. We'll see mentioned on the Amid Beis an example of a superseding subsequent event which was terrible and disastrous, and therefore the Mavatil, the previous Yomtiv. So if they can be Mavatil, the Yomtiv from Rish Chodesh until Shmini, dealing with the Tamid, Tamani Gufi Asur, day number 8 will remain intact. The other 7 days will fall away. Day number 8 will remain intact. Why? Because it's a second Yomtiv. Out the first Yomtiv of the 8 days, the 8 days will start to become Botel and Mevotel ki Afra the Arab because of the superseding terrible, tragic event. However, because it's a second Yomtiv, so then Yomah, the day number 8 will continue as a shtickle from the second Yomtiv. Now the Yom Kavod, the Esav Beit Chavishwayim, period. So that's the reason why we repeat day 8 as being wearing two hats, as the final day of the previous Yomtiv and the first day of the next Yomtiv, just in case that the first Yomtiv becomes Batel for whatever reason. Don't say, well, then day 8 is also Batel because it's day 1 through 8, so all 8 days are Batel. No. Einachadami, out the first Yomtiv is Batel, but out the second Yomtiv it will continue in its glory, day number 8 of Yomtiv, of the, if you will, the Yomtiv Sheni, of the second Yomtiv dealing with Shavuos. Ah, says Gemara, now that you've come on to this far, so we can go back to our earlier kasha. Remember, we asked, why do we have to start off the braisa that the first yomtiv of the year is Rish Chodesh Nisan? Let's start on days Nisan. And the Gemara answered, the reason why we started with Rish Chodesh Nisan was because we want to answer the day before Chav Tes. So Gemara says, what do you need that for? It's the day after Chav Ches. And Gemara gave two answers. Now Gemara says, I have a third answer, which is even better than the other answers. You know why we have to have two reasons why Chav Tes should be also both pre Rish Chodesh and post Chav Ches. If for some reason the 28th of Adar Yomtiv falls away, then Esra Tisha Gufe remains also. You know why? Because it still remains Chashiv, because it's the day before Rish Chodesh Nisan. So anybody stops you in the street and says, why do I have to keep on talking about Rish Chodesh Nisan as being the first of these minor Yom Tovim, start from Days Nisan? So he said the reason is because we want to answer also Erev Rish Chodesh on Chav Tes. Don't we have the problem of, not the problem, isn't it already also according to Yoyis, because the day after 28th? So now we have three answers. Answer number one is, in the case when you have a Chodesh Ma'uba, that you have both Chav Tes and Lamed, then you need to have both reasons, right? Because it wouldn't just be one day, it's both. Number two, the Gemara said before, is because you want to go and upgrade the Isser of that day. It's not only an Isser of
Tanish, but also
Hesped. Oh, it's a Hesped. Gevaldik. Thank you, Brother Shai. And now the Gemara gives a third reason, just in case if Chav Ches falls away, it's going to remain Osir to go be Mesana on Chav Ches because of the fact that it's the day before Rish Chodesh of the new 8-day Tomid
Holiday.
Good. So three beautiful
things. Also to do a husband.
It won't be after the last because you won't have from both sides. And yet, you do cooking with gas. So you want to write Rabbi Yechiya bar Asi Omer Rav Haloch ki Rabbi Yoisi. We talk about Rabbi Yoisi, who is more machmir in terms of the Yomim Shel Lefneim or Achreim, like we have in the Mishnah. Ushmul Amaloch ki Rabbi, we pass Kama Kermeh. Doesn't identify the Tanakama as Rameh, but Rashi says, normally if you have an anonymous Tana, you can assume that it's Rameh. Now, notice we didn't say when we say Aloch Rabbi Yosi Rameir, whether we're talking about on both Lesanoh behind and Lehesped behind, we only, Lemisped behind, we only talked about Aloch Rabbi Yosi, Aloch Rameir. So we'll see shortly. Did Shmuel say that we pass in like Rameir? But Tanya, Rav Shem Gamil Omer, Omer Atam Leim, behind Shtei Pa'amim, back in the Braisa when we began, it says, Ilein Yermait Lesanoh behind. Or mitzvahs and delay the misbud behind. The word behind is the same as the word behem in Hebrew. And the more is bothered by this repetition. We could have said idlein yemayim delay sano utul mitzvahs and tulay the misbud behind. Why do we need to repeat the word behind twice? And therefore, the Gemara assumes by this double behind that it's coming to tell you two miuter. Shteip amen. Loi melach shehin asurim lefnei melachrei mutar. Both in the case of lisano And in the case of Lemisbid, it's only that day, that yontiv itself, the 8 days of the Tamid and the 14 days of the Shavuos and the Chofches, only those, name of Achrayim is Mutar. That's obviously even more cooler dick than Remeir, because even Remeir agreed that if it's Lemisbid behind, that Lefonov is Osir, right? Like we had back on Tezvav on the base, if it's Lemisbid behind, Osir, Lefonov is Osir, the Acher ben Mutter. Lefonov is Osir by the Lord Lemisbid. Here it says, even though Lemisbid, it's Osir themselves, but Lefneim Lachrein Mutarim. So Reb Shimon Gamliel is even more makel than Reb Meir. V'yom Shmuel, halach Reb Shimon Gamliel, is now a Sira, Rishmuel and Shmuel. Every month, make her some give like a tana that make a kirabi mayor, a malach kirabi. Shmuel and Mishnah learned our Mishnah. And there's a machloki between the mayor and Rabbi Yossi. And remember, these are not Yom Toivim that are enumerated in the Torah. These are minor Yom Toivim that were added by Chazal because of miraculous events that happened here and there and everywhere. Fine. But because it's only Drabonons, that's like a mini Drabon, if you will. If it's Zokta Yomara. Initially, when he only heard about Remeir, he said, "Look at Remeir." Kim Nesham and Bishim Gamliel. Ultimately, he found out about this price. He learned this price, and the price of Bishim Gamliel is even more Michael than Michael. Hey, I'm a look at Bishim and Ben Gamliel. Beautiful.
You see, it's a cooler to be able to fast.
It's a cooler. There's no Isser. There's an English book that's My Uncle the Netziv, which is a very nice book, and it was a translation of large part of a sefer that was written by the Torah Tamima. And in the book it tells us how the maskilim were causing all types of troubles for the tziv and for this one and for that one in every community. They kept on bothering them, they kept on saying, we happen to be, you have to go in the spirit of Beis Hillel, you have to always be mekel, and don't, and the Gemara always says that that Teira Adif, and you have to be mekel. So then the Netziv answered him, what are you talking about? Did you ever look through my Tshuva Svarim? If you look through my Tshuva Svarim, you'll see so many kulas. Yeah, really? Again, it gives there 7 examples. One of them would have been, I hold that you're allowed to go and fast on Erev Yontif, no problem. The others are the Machna. I am Mekel. Do you, if you want to fast on Erev Yontif, Gesundheit, I allow you, no problem. The cool.
I allow you to say Tachlin.
Yeah, allow you to say Tachlin, exactly.
Real mitzvah.
So the Maske wasn't happy. But anyway, that's the story about in the book. You could put a dot over here after Bshim Gamliel, because when it says, Chen Omer Bali does not go back on Shmuel, and that Shmuel is Mekel, like Remeir, like Shmuel Gamliel. This is a new shtickle. It's really going back on Rav. Remember, Rav was the one that said, Chia bar Asi Amar Rav, Halach Kerbi Oisi, we're being Machmir. Says, Yimor Bchina Amar Bali, who's Bali Rashi, says Hashem Chocham. Amar Bchia bar Abba Amar Rav Yoisi, Halach Kerbi Oisi. The Vachain goes therefore on Rav. That just like Rav said, Halach Kerbi Oisi, so did Bali, and he repeated this name, Bchia bar Abba Amar Rav Yoisi, Halach Kerbi Oisi. Now, Omer Rav Chia le Bali, Azbalach, remember, it's Bali who's repeating the name of Chia Bar Abba. So now that Rav Chia Bar Abba is telling Bali, as well, let me explain to you. When he was talking about, we passed Rav Yossi on the Loi Lesanoa case. Now, what is the Loi Lesanoa case according to Rav Yossi? That Lefonov is Osur, the Achrov is Mutter. Even Rabbi Yossi, whose Machman said both Lefneim or Lachreim is Osir, it's only by the Loi Lemisbid behind case. By the Loi Sanah behind case, even Rabbi Yossi agrees it's only Lefon of Osir, the Achrav is Mutter. Now, what would happen, what would Rabbi Yochanan hold in the case of the Loi Lemisbid behind? Apparently, from Agamari, he would hold like Rabbi Meir. Now, what does Rabbi Meir hold about Loi Lemisbid behind? He also holds Lefonov is Osur, the Achrov is Mutter. Not like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, well, the Misbit, both Lefonov and the Achrov is Osur. So, Kum Techois, what the Gemara is telling us is that Rabbi Yochanan paskins across the board, both by the Loi Lesanoa behind and the Gabe to Loi Lemisbit behind, that only Lefonov is Osur, the Achrov is Mutter. But the reason is because in one case he's passing like Rabbi Yossi. That's why Loi Lesanoa behind, because in that case, according to Meir, both Lefonov and the Achrav are Mutter. So therefore, by Loi Lesanoa, no, Kiyam Lefana Vizasa, because he passed like Rabbi Yosi. In the case of Leila Mispit, it doesn't pass like Rabbi Yosi, it passes like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, it's only Aser Lefanov and not the Acher. So, across the board, Rabbi Yochanan holds by all of these Yom Toivim, the day before is Aser, the day after is Mutar. Frank Timon Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, Hach, Rabbi Yochanan, Paskin, that we are Rabbi Yochanan. Halach Kestam Mishnah. Utanan, what do we learn in Stam Mishnah? That Avu Bishi Omer Makti Mulim Acher, there's a Mishnah Mesech, there's a Megillah, which we're going to learn in Mir Tashem in a couple of weeks, that even though it says you have to be Maktim, what it means Maktim, what happens if a person lives in one of these shteytlach where they don't have a balkoyre, they don't have a minion, and they're being maktim for the Yom HaKnisa, which means the Monday or Thursday before they get together. So they're maktim and not ma'achir. Nevertheless, mutarim, those earlier Yimei
Purim,
you've got to talk about, but those Yimei that we are going and laning from the Megillah on either Sheni v'Chamishi, in one respect it's Purim Dik, the laning from Megillah, but those days are mutarim behesped v'tanas. Those days are still mutar, you're allowed to be masmid, you're allowed to fast, even though it happens to be Purim in the sense that we're laying the Megillah. Okay, that's what it says in the Mishnah. But what's the kasha under Rabbi Yochanan? Deval, we don't have a kasha. Deval means so far we don't have a kasha. So Amos, so explain to me which days are we talking about? Ilein b'nei chamesa. Are we talking about people that live, for instance, in Yerushalayim, where they lay on the 15th day because it's Mukaf Chaymim Yemois Vishu Benut? So that's the day of Purim. However, for whatever reason, they couldn't make it that day, and they're laying on Arbesa on the 14th day, the day before, which is our Yemei Purim. Umishari, is that, you're telling me Mutter Mehes Vatanis? Umishari, is it Mutter to go? V'aksiv Megillas Tanis Yom Ebo Aser Boy U'Biyom Chamisha Aser Boy Yoimei Purai Inun to Loi L'Nisbet behind. These are days which are Yontif for Gans Klal Yisrael. Even though I happen to be a New Yorker and therefore I'm a Yoim Arba Aser, or for that matter I live in Bnei Brak and an Arba Aser, and my friend, my cousin, whatever lives in Yerushalayim, he's a Chamisha Aser boy, and therefore I'm laning on the 14th day, he's laning on the 15th day, makes no difference. Since the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Yohayom Ma'ele, etc., etc., these two are considered to be like a unit of 2 days of Yontif. These are Yemei Paraya, days of Purim, Inun, they are. To learn the mitzvah behind that you're not allowed to be masvid. So even though I live in Yerushalayim and I'm a Tes Vavar, I'm not allowed to make a hesped on Yudalit. Or I live in Bnei Brak, I'm a Yudaliter, I'm not allowed to make a hesped on Tes Vav. And you just said, the Amar Rav, okay, let's finish off the thought. It's not only Yudalid is also in Yudalid and Tezvav and Tezvav, but the Yudalid guys are also in Tezvav and Tezvav and Yudalid, like we just said. So if that's the case, that cannot be the situation with the Mishnah that we're quoting, that you can be makdim to lain the day before, but it's mutim b'hasm b'tanis. It's also b'hasm b'tanis. These are Yemei Paraya. So it cannot be talking about that you're a Tezvavnik, and you are laying on your Dalit, and it's Mutu Hesbetanis, or Sir Hesbetanis. So let's figure out another case. You have people living in Bnei Brak. It's day number 14. There's no minion, there's no Balkoyre, whatever. And they go and lane somewhere else where it's on place, on the 13th day. And you're saying, oh, since it's the 13th day I'm laning, I would think it's Purim. No, Mutu Hesbetanis, you're allowed to fast that day, you're allowed to have a eulogy that day. Frey Timura. Yom Nikanor Hu, day 13 of Adar, as we'll see in another few lines, is itself a Yontif. It's the famous Yom Nikanor. What is Yom Nikanor? The Gemara will explain. V'ele b'nei Abesa, b'kharit lei b'treisa. So it's a b'nei Abesa, it's a 14-day person, and he can't land on 14, and he wants to land on day number 12. And therefore the Mishnah is telling us, even though you're makdim and you're laning on day number 12, mutter behesr v'tanis. V'etimor, no. 12 is also Bet Vatana because that's the famous Yom Tiyanasu. What's Yom Tiyanasu? We'll see him mention the Gemara in another few lines. So, we cannot be talking that it's Mutta Behesbe Vatanas on day 12, or on day 13, or on day 14. So, what does this Mishnah tell us? Mutta Behesbe Vatanas. It's going back all the way to Yer Aleph. That's, of course, the first time that you can go in lane. And Mesechus Megillah. Megillah Nikras Pir Alfi Bezi Gimun Tal Tezvav. So we're going back to 11. This better work because that's the final day that you can go in lane. So really the person lives in Yerushalayim, he's day 15. Or he lives in Bnei Brak, it's day 40. But he can't lay in that day for whatever reason. He has to be marked up all the way to day number 11. And that's what the Braisa says, even though you're laying in the Megillah today, Mutar Mesh V'Tanis. Mutar Mesh V'Tanis. Freiti Mara. So what's our kasha? So the kasha is, we're saying you're allowed to go and be maspid hesbi v'tanis. The next day is Yom Yud Beis. Yom Yud Beis, we just finished off saying, is Yom Triyonis. If it's Yom Triyonis, Chayontif. And if Rabbi Yochanan paskins it always the day before, whether it's the Loyle Sano, or whether it's the Loyle Misbit, it makes no difference. The day before is always off. Either because he passed the Fekr of Yoisi, or because he passed the Fekr of Meir. Since today is Osir, so in Bazoi, how does it say here in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah says that in this type of situation where you're a 14th person, and you are laning on day number 11, Mutzubes Vitanis. Can't be. It's the Yom Shalafana of the Yom Turionis. It should be Osubes Vitanis. Is the Chakasha on Rabbi Yochanan? How did Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's the Leila Sano behind we paskin, the Yom Shalafan of his Oscar is going to pass like Rabbi Yossi? No, he should paskin like Rabbi Meir, the Leila Sano, and then it would be Mutter. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. It says the Taka Mutter has for Tanis. So, Kasir Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. He's talking about Abasa, and not that he's laying on day 11, which is the day before Yom Tiyonis. It happens to be that he's laying on day number 12, and it's Mutabas Vitanis Utika Amris Yom Tiyonis. It should be also because it's a Yom Tifbifne Atzmoi. It's Yom Tiyonis where it's also. That's the reason why it's enumerated in the Sefer of Megillas Tanis. Yom Tiyonis Chayontin. So what are you telling me? Mutar Behesed V'Tanis. It's got to be Osir. Every one Yom Tiyonis Gufei Betuli Bitluhu Hoyu V'Nehergu Boi Shmai V'Achya Echav. Even though Yom Tiyonis originally was a Grois Yontif, what was that Grois Yontif? We'll see in another two lines. But there was a superseding terrible disaster thereafter that Shmai V'Achya Echav were killed Nebuch that day. We don't have too many details about what it was. Rashi just says in the middle of the Omid, Shemai v'achya chasidim hayu v'lepirish mihen. Toisi she'achlu arye idoy hayu v'leishmai. It's not referring to another case of Shemai v'idoy, because here we're talking about Shemai v'achya and not idoy. So we don't know exactly what the story was, says Rashi, but we know that this was a terrible tragedy for Klal Yisrael, that Shemai and Achya brothers never passed away, and as a result, the Yom Tiyonis faded. And because that faded, that's why the Mishnah says, Mutar Behas Revetanis, Yilad fast. Number, it's not a happy day, it's a tragic day. Shmai Achyev had passed away. So now, since that is the case, then there's no longer Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues on, Kiyot of Nachman, because the Tanis and Betracer, Rav Nachman in his day and age made a special Tanis on the 12th day of Adar. They took out the Megillah's Tanis. Yom Tiyonis, it's awesome. The whole Yom Tiyonis, Kufay, Betul, the Betul, unfortunately became Bach. Like we just said. And Yom Nikonar is day 13. And so therefore, since this is Erev Yom Tov, it should continue to be Osir Alimid Rabbi Yochanan. The Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that even if it's only the Leila Sano behind, the day before is Osir. So on day 12 it should be Osir, not Mutar Behesed V'Tanis, simply because of the fact it's the day before Nikonar. Amar Vashi, Hashi, Yu, Guf, Batlu, Shem Yom Nikonar, Nekam, and Nigzar, Nigzar. The Gemara is saying, after all, day number 12 for many years was the Yom Tiyonis, was a Yontif. That unfortunately fell away because of the terrible disaster of Shmai V'Achya. Once its own inherent Yontif status falls away, then certainly the secondary Yontif status,
the derivative status,
that is Erev Yom Nikner, certainly falls away, and that's why you're able to be Mutar Behesed V'Tanis, and that's the halacha.
That's the whole reason why they took away the Yom Tronis, because of that. So they wouldn't want to have you not be able to fast. They want you to be able to fast.
The issue, exactly. We want to be able to fast because the Yontif fell away, and therefore the Erev Yontif also falls away automatically. Very good. Anyway, so that being the case, we don't have the kasha anymore. The whole kasha was on Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan paskin that Erev Yontif of these Yom Toivim, also behes v'tanis, it says that you lay the Megillah on, for instance, day 12, day 13, whatever it is. It's mutar behes v'tanis. How could it's Erev Yontif. This Yontif Yonis is the day itself is the Yontif, the day before Yontif. So it should be Mutter, it should be awesome Hesbetanis. Happening tomorrow, they were Mavatal because of this terrible Gezer of Ishmael, Achri Hayechav, and therefore it's no longer Yontif, and that's why it's Mutter Hesbetanis. Frankly, more we keep on talking about Niknav Tsuyabs, could you please tell me what these Yom Tovim are? My Niknav, my Yom Tianis, the sign you learn the advice of Niknav Echad mi Afrache Yivonim. Afrache means an official, an officer of the Yivonim of the Greeks. Every day he would pick up his hands in such a boastful,
arrogant
and
derogatory.
Yeah, not only derogatory. I'm looking for a pompous, in a pompous way, picking up his hand, waving in the Yerushalayim. He said, "When am I finally going to be able to go and fight this terrible nation of Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim? And I'm going to take them over. I'm going to trample on them and tread on them. I'm going to destroy them." Oh, now we're learning it today, because today is
Chanukah.
They went and cut off his behoinis. Behoinis are the thumbs of both his hands and his feet. They told him and they hung them up. Who spoke so arrogantly and pompously? We're going to go and do nekama against them.
So that was a behoin that they really got into. Behon we had on the
very good. Okay, very entity. The behon is beautiful.
It's a little bit sorry,
he was not a nice guy. So we were
just killing him.
Maybe he was killed, and after they cut it off, it doesn't say whether they killed, cut it off before or afterwards. Anyway, it's a very good question. Historically, you were commissioned to go make a full report about this and come back and let us know. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us Lamas. So that was the Yoy Nikanar. Good. My Tiyanus, we don't know what Tiyanus is. Omer Kishabikish Tiyanus Laharik Es Lulinus Upapas Echob in
Lubukia. That's the one.
Oh, that's the
one. Those are the brothers.
So Tiyanus wanted to go and kill Lulinus and Papas Echob Lukaya. Who are Lulinus and Papas? Agamor doesn't tell us. Rashi says, however, first, one shot and then another shot. So let's look at the Rashi. This is a Moira Dikamasa. Halfway down the Omid, Lulainis Upapas Echov Tzadikim Gemurahim, the Gruisa Gruisa Tzadikim. Beludkia, Hidlud, the same thing as Lud, by the Marim Chodokta, Haruga Lud, and Kaberi Yechoy Lamed, Chitos, and the Ganeden, the Haruga Lud, meaning these two, Lulainis and Papas, even though they sound almost like Goyan, they have these Greek names. It's not a Jewish name, Lulainis or Papas. Nevertheless, nobody is together with them in Ganeden, they're Machitza. Doesn't say why. V'yesh Amrim, oh, I know why. Shenergo Albita Shemelech. What was the mass of Dita Shemelech? Shenimtis Haruga. They found Nebuch, the daughter of the king, was killed. The Amru, Hayehudim Hargua. And what did the Goyim say? Naturally, the Yidden one that killed. And therefore, goes Gzeir Asanim Shal Yisrael. They made Gzeir against Gans Klal Yisrael, that all the Yidden would be killed because of the fact that the daughter of the Melech was killed. The Amru Elu and Linus and Papas, they stood up and said, Upadus Yisrael Amru. They had nothing to do with it. They were out of town that day. But they said, we did it to be able to go and save all the other Yidden and Klal Yisrael. Therefore, okay, once they confessed and they did it, these two people, but they were totally innocent nefashes, so it shows their Mesiris Nefesh for other Yidden, that they were willing to go and be killed to save everybody else.
Why is their name Linus and Papas?
How did they get their name?
Yeah.
It's they're living in Greek times. There was a Xeter that everybody had to have Greek names. Yeah. Anyway, the whole thing is Greek to me. So we continue on. So what happened to Yom Tiyonis? Kishabikish Tiyonis Lahargis Lulinus Upapas Echob Lulkayo. He is about to go and shecht both of them. Omlehem. So again, he says pompously. Of course, before it was Nikanor, and now we're talking about Tiyonis. Omlehem. Im Mi Amishul Hanani Mishol Vazaria Atem. Obviously, he knew a little bit about the Bible, and he had read Daniel, and he knew the Hanani Mishol Vazaria were miraculously saved from the Kivshana Age. So he said, if you have to be Hanani Mishol Vazaria Atem, let your God come and save you from my hands. So of course, again, he's talking in a very arrogant fashion to these two and say, if you happen to be such great tzaddikim, why aren't you saved by Chanai Mishol Vazari? So they were not at all intimidated by what he said. So they responded, they said, Chanai Mishol Vazari tzaddikim gemurahim. They were a much higher, loftier madriga than we are. They were worthy that a nes should happen in a shemayim for them. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hogan Hoya, compared to you, Tiryanis, Nebuchadnezzar was a nice guy. Veroliosis Nes Al Yodai, that he should be the receptacle of this Nes by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Veoyse Rasha had you to, but you, you're a Rasha Marusha. You're not deserving that Nes should happen through your hands. Apparently, we are unfortunately Mechuyev Misa for some reason by Kodesh Baruch Hu on the side of Zinzei Kloy, it's a Riga. So for other some reason we are deserving of death. And if you're not going to do it, Harbi Hargim Yeshla Lamakim, Kodesh Baruch has many shluchim. Harbi Dubim Va'aroyus Yeshla Lamakim Bergamai. He has tons of bears and lions that can go Shapoyim Banu Varganai Sada that can kill us instantly. Elina Sarna Kodesh Baruch Biyodcha El Sha'asli Para. The Meinu Miyadcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu eventually is going to go and seek revenge for our dam, for our blood from your hands. Alpha Biken, he was not impressed. This Triyonis guy, and what did he do? Hargon, he went and killed him. Miyad, or Hargon Miyad, he killed him immediately on the spot. Omru, and now people said about that, even though he was a great Sakanaka, this Turyanis, we don't know exactly what his status was, like apparently he was the governor or whatever it was, it didn't take a minute, as soon as Linus and Pappas were killed, then two Diupli came from Roimi, Diupli means two officers came from Rome, and they took out their knives or their swords or whatever,
their clubs,
Patuas Moicha Begizrin, and they went and killed him on the spot. So they were right. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and take. You're going to be Lepore, the main of Yach. Anyway, there's a great siyans.
Was it there? It should have stalled a little.
Okay. Maybe this is really after the storm. Okay. People came late. They didn't come on time. So automatically, was delayed. Anyway, bottom line is that's why they made a Gan Tziyontif. And then I wasn't referring to you. And I don't look at you with a bit jaundiced eye. We love you and we love brothers. We love everybody. But everybody should come on time.
You're looking and checking until you have a minion. Look at everybody who's coming in. So
okay, anyway, let's continue on. So anyway, that was a great Tziyontif, a Yontif of Tziyonis. Why? Because as a result of the fact that he, Triyonis, was killed after he killed Linus and Pappas, but subsequently, unfortunately, the other two great brothers, Shemai and Achia, the greats of Hasidim, they never were killed on that day, so never the Triyonis faded in history, and it became no longer Yontif after all. And that's the end of the Geshmaka discussion about all this.
They killed Triyonis?
Nobody had to kill Triyonis because two Diuplis came for Roimi.
That's why it was
a Yontif initially.
Because they killed Triyonis.
Correct. And they did it instantaneously after he killed Linus and Pappas. So this is, well, what a miracle.
It was repealed when Shmaya and Achia were killed.
Exactly. Yeah. It was repealed, exactly, or whatever. Anyway, so that was the discussion about the Yemei Yom and Toivim, which were in the Megillah Stalas. And now we get back to our Mishnah. Again, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Goizen Talas, Sibah B'tchila B'chamishi, Ein Goizen Talas B'Rosh Eichad Doshim. Now, all of the Gemara, this introduction is great. Typically, whenever you see the word V'chuli as part of the introduction, you know it means that the Gemara is not referring to the words which are quoted, but which the words, the etc. words which are not quoted. So that being the case, so let's go back to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Now we skip towards the end of the Mishnah. Four lines before the end of the Mishnah, Test Vav Amid Beis, 15b, Test Vav Amid Beis. The last four lines, Ein Goizen Tanis Alatziba Rosh Hadashim, Bechanakim Purim. Remember, there's been a drought now, Nebuch. The whole Marchesion hasn't rained, and Kislev it's not raining. What am I going to do? So we have to be Goizen Tanis Alatziba. Don't make a Bahab fast when one of the days of Bahab is Rish Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim. In other words, wait until the next Bahab, the next week. Don't do it on those days. V'im hischilu, what happens if they already started? Ein mafsikin. Now what means v'im hischilu? So Rashi says v'im hischilu means, if you look at the third wide line down below, shekiblu tanis mikoidim lechein, v'nichlis behen rish chodesh. They started off the Tanesim without realizing it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now what do you mean? Why did they look at the calendar? We're talking about the days where there was still Kiddush HaChodesh, and so therefore it would not have been Rosh Chodesh until they announced and proclaimed and declared that it's Rosh Chodesh. And they didn't know it was going to be Rosh Chodesh. So, Ein Mafsikim. So once you were Maschil in this Tanis, even though the next Monday turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, keep on going. If it doesn't rise to that level, just keep on going and fasting on that day. But then the Mishnah says, even though the imschilu ein mafsik, fast. The Rav Gamliel, or Rameh, of Bishop Rav Gamliel, ein mafsik in moedah she ein mashlimin. Fine. To taken a mafsik. In other words, don't stop at 9 o'clock or 12 o'clock at mincha. Say aneinu ein mashlimin. You go all the way the whole day until shortly before shkia. Rashi says a short doesn't tell how much. It's half an hour before, an hour before Shkia, what says Chavim, then you could eat. Good, so bottom line is, if you were Mekabel Tanis al Hatzibur pre Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh, and it turned out that one of the Tanaisim turns out to be one of those days, since you already proclaimed it, you keep on fasting. What does that mean that you already maschil fasting? Does it mean that one, after all, let's assume we're talking about seven tanaisim over here, which was the third category in the Mishnah, right? Three, three, and then seven. So we have seven tanaisim, and then the seventh of the tanaisim turns out to be Rosh Chodesh. Is that what we mean, that haschola, that was six fasts already, we had fasted, and now we're up to number seven? Or does it mean perhaps haschola, that after the first fast was on Monday, and then we find out that Thursday they made Rosh Chodesh. I was sure that Rosh Chodesh was going to be on Wednesday or on Friday, and they made it on Thursday. I didn't know. So how much is haschola that we say that then keep on fasting? It's got to be that at least three tanaisim started off. So you had already three out of your seven lamashal, bahab, and then you want to continue fasting the next Thursday, the next Monday, and then it turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Since you saw already three tanaisim, continue on. Rabasi Omer Achas, even only one Tanis, it was the first bays of the Bahab, of the first Bahab. Monday, you fasted, and now it's Thursday. Oy, Thursday Rosh Chodesh. What am I going to do? What Salach is, since you started already, keep on going and fast on that day. But like we said in the Mishnah, Ein Mashlim. Since the Machloik is there for Ravacha and Ravasi, period. Put two dots, new stickle. Omer Yudam Rav, Zu Devra Meir Sha'omer Mishum Rav Gamliel. Remember, we said that even though ein mafsikin, moide hoye she ein mashlim. That was the lashon of Mishnah. Amr Meir, avish amram gamliel ein mafsikin, moide she ein mashlim. That's how we send the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Amar Rav, that's from Meir in the name of Gamliel. Avchamoymen misanu umashlim. If you started off with a haschola, either three times before or one time before, the Machlokes Ravacha and Ravasi, whatever that is, and now you are faced with, oi, I have to fast and it's Rosh Chodesh, what do I do? Says the Mishnah, ein mafsikin, but the ein mashlimin. No, chamoyim misanu mashlim, you fast the entire day. Torah Mazud Mishmei Rafuna, halacham misanu mashlim. Any one of these cases, you have to finish off the Tanis until the bitter end of the Tanis. But Kadosh Baruch Hu should make it a sweet end by listening to the Tfilas of Klal Yisrael and bringing rain and bringing a Yeshua.
Amen.
To be continued, Hashem, tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai. A wonderful day of Friday.